Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead. Not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Tuesday, everybody. I was just thinking, man, a couple of the people in that opening segment are having a rough couple of weeks, aren't they? Thanks for listening to Crab Diving. We are streaming live to your ear holes from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us on our social media. We actually checked the Twitter during the show. Yay. At Crab Diving. And we're on Facebook and Instagram. The dog's warming up for her,
right.
Her demand of her Kong toy. And, I kind of reverted to Chicago there for...
What do you mean? You sound like...
The way I kind of said Kong toy and things like...
Go fuck yourself.
We kind of, for the T, kind of make it a D almost,
Mayor,
like...
Mayor Daly.
Dog toy.
Mayor Daly can suck my dick.
I may have heard that a few times growing up in my household. Although my parents were...
They like Mayor Daly.
Well, they were Democrats.
Did they like Jane?
But they knew... No, my dad hated Jane Byrne.
Why?
Hated her.
Jane Byrne was the mayor of Chicago?
She was mayor of Chicago.
For a bit.
Yes, for a couple of minutes.
And then there was a horrible snowstorm.
I think it was...
That fucked her shit up, right?
No, she won because of the snowstorm, wasn't it?
Oh, okay.
Wasn't it Blandick that was in power?
Blandick.
And then he then there was the giant blizzard of whatever the fuck, 83 maybe? And she ran on, you know, look at this asshole who couldn't get the streets plowed.
Yeah.
Kind of. And right. Everybody was just sick of all the bullshit. Because I think Blandick was... The anointed one from Richie Daly Sr.'s
don't to get your street plowed. Don't you have
gang.
To don't you have to donate to the right people or something?
Well, yeah, we did. We
got, I mean, you know,
our streets
mean?
Got
your
my parents
always
were kind of in, yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, my parents were on the in crowd in that mafia. Not so much on the east side, like from where my mom was from, because you might remember the name Verdoliak, Eddie Verdoliak over on the east side where all the he was the alderman there.
How do you and say he, the name Verdoliak?
Verdoliak.
Verdoliak.
Known in Chicago as Fast Eddie Verdoliak.
Verdoliak.
Okay, wait. Shut up. There you go. But there was a neighborhood there where it was like all working class people, you know, factory workers and things like that. But then you could afford, back then, you could almost afford a house and a car and a kid and a dog.
Fast Eddie Verdoliak has got your back.
But you had you had to get his approval to move in
to
that neighborhood.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
And my dad got pissed off, didn't like the way Eddie was talking to him.
Jeez.
My dad was a union leader, you know. With the UAW.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
And they didn't hit it off really great. And my dad was like, fuck him. And otherwise, my dad says that's how we were saved from living on the east side. Because
you know,
then they moved over to the west side of the south side.
That's Robert De Niro's character in The Irishman. He was a union leader.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, his character. So, I mean, maybe... There's similarities.
But I mean, you to buy a house, you literally had to suck Verdoliak's dick.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that wasn't all that long ago. I'm not that old.
Right, right. Jeez. Yeah, because in The Irishman, that's who Robert De Niro starts out as. you know, like Hoffa, he's Hoffa's dude, and then Hoffa makes him, you know, a union head.
And then, oh, yeah.
Right.
God, you know, I wonder if he's still alive.
Verdoliak?
He's still alive, 84 years old.
Verdoliak.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, he was a Republican, really? Edward Verdoliak, also known as Fast Eddie, is a former American politician and lawyer, longtime Chicago alderman.
Was he taking any kickbacks or did they...
Oh, he was head of the Cook County Democratic Party until 1987 when he ran unsuccessfully for mayor of Chicago on the Illinois Solidarity Party ticket.
What does that mean?
I don't know. He started some third party.
You know, it's...
He then switched to Republican in 1989. He was a prominent opponent of Harold Washington.
Oh, okay.
So Eddie, Fast Eddie... thought he was going to make this Illinois Solidarity Party, which would be all the white racists that were the Democrats.
Harold Washington, right?
Yeah, Harold Washington was the first black mayor.
They didn't like that or don't like it.
All of the above.
They don't like it.
Yes. And so Eddie must have been, he's like, well, fuck the Democrats if they're going to put that N-word. We're going to start our own party and we'll get all the real Chicagoans. Chicago first.
They just want to go beat people up when, you know, they're like, listen, we should get rid of this Columbus statue. That's what they want, right?
Oh, yeah. He was a personal injury lawyer. If that tells you anything. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Go fuck yourself.
Verdoliak, born to Croatian immigrant parents. He was in seminary at age 13, but decided against joining the priesthood.
Gosh.
Graduated from Mount Carmel High School. Oh, that's that was one of our rival schools.
We had a Mount Carmel in Georgia.
Yeah, it's
everybody has that.
Yeah.
Is that biblical? Meet me on the mountain of Carmel with the tablets and I will show you.
I think it was about a dessert.
My penis
in the Bible.
Yeah.
Someone had sex with a
pie?
With a caramel.
Oh, okay. Jeez.
Mounted it.
Right.
Coastal mountain range in northern Israel.
Yay. Oh, that sounds fun.
Is Mount Carmel.
Okay.
That's where it comes from.
That's that part of Lord of the Rings. Good.
But the Catholics are way into that one, too. So
they like that. Who gets it?
Oh, I think they share that one.
Oh, that's impossible. There's one thing I've learned about religion.
Well, I mean, they share Jesus with the Protestants. They
don't bullshit. They don't share Jesus.
They do share Jesus.
No, fuck that. You don't understand the Baptist. That's my Lord and Savior, motherfucker. I don't know about your bullshit. You're going to hell, but that's my Jesus. They love it. You think you're going to take Jesus from Greg Locke? Are you nuts?
Oh, you know, I'm going to have to check specifically for some Greg Locke clips.
Right.
We got so much to talk about. Let's get launched here. My reminiscences back into the Chicago machine.
Yeah. Verdoliak. Yeah. I knew a friend of mine had a friend who was running for city council, and he was on the Democratic side, but he was running against in a primary against a Daily guy. And so he would go put up signs for his friend, and then Mayor Daley or whoever it was had a couple of guys. They would follow them and then just take the signs down.
Did they beat the shit out of him?
No, no. Boy. And they just tell him
you're a few years after me.
Right. Because they told the guys, like, listen, man, we're just supposed to take down whatever signs you put up. And they were like, okay, well.
But don't worry. We don't got to beat the shit out of you.
Yeah. That basically was the.
Back in the day, you know.
They were just totally honest.
Let's see what's going on in the world. I didn't talk about our Amazon link. If you buy shit through our Amazon link, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon or use the banner on the webpage to go buy shit. We get a commission for all the shit you buy. And it doesn't cost you fuck all, it just helps us out here.
Can you imagine God's creating the earth and he's like, I don't know when he did the Amazon. What do you think that was, 2 days or a day? A day and a half spread out.
Well, God creating shit?
Yeah. Do you think?
Well, I'm still wondering if he's all powerful. Why did it take him 7 fucking days?
That's a lot. I mean, just saying.
I mean, there's a lot. You know, the universe is kind of big and shit, but back then they thought,
right.
When they were writing it down, they thought it was just the earth.
It's like, you know, God, this is going to sound crazy.
but are you doing?
There's going to be an Amazon that's bigger than the one you spent a few days making down in South America. And if people will know this Amazon so much, they won't even think about it. But basically, you're buying shit that's using up all the resources on Amazon from the Amazon. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, Fast Eddie went to jail.
Oh, okay.
May 10th, 2007.
No.
Radoliak was indicted by a federal grand jury.
All this woke bullshit.
On charges of bribery, mail fraud, and wire fraud.
Yay.
God, that was a Tuesday for him.
Yeah, is that illegal in Chicago
prosecutors
politics?
Eventually, I think it was.
You can't do no wire fraud, fuck!
They later added additional wire fraud charges and the fraud.
I got the additional wire fraud.
The final indictment included 8 counts. The case centered on property that was sold by the Chicago Medical School. Okay, you're getting evicted.
Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out, dog. She's like, I'm not going. Oh, did she go? She's back.
The key witness against Verdoliak was Stuart Levine. Oh, that was his, a partner in the alleged scheme.
Verdoliak, you're done.
They said that Verdoliak and Levine devised a scheme to use Levine's position on the school's board to steer the $15 million sale of a school building to Smithfield Properties, a developer with ties to Mr. Verdoliak.
Hey, this illegal. It's illegal for me to make some fucking money. What the fuck?
It's alleged they arranged a $1.5 million kickback from Smithfield to Verdoliak.
Damn.
In return for Levine's.
Well, yeah, whatever. He goes, you could buy that fucking school, but you're going to have to give me $1.5 fucking million fucking dollars.
The day of, he was like, this is political. I'm not guilty, blah, blah, blah. The day of the trial, they reached an agreement where they dropped several of the charges. He pleaded guilty to a reduced charge of conspiracy to commit mail and wire fraud.
Yeah.
The plea agreement stated that he was not cooperating with other investigations because he'd probably get killed. Right. And prosecutors recommended a sentence of 41 months in prison. However, the judge sentenced him to 5 years probation. $50,000 fine,
$2,500.
Because let's look up the judge. No, we don't have to. You know what's going on.
I'm friends with Eddie Verdoliak. You want me to pour gasoline on you and light you on fire, or?
Oh, wait, but a federal appeals court overturned that in 2010 because the prosecution appealed.
God.
And they ordered a resentencing by a different judge. October 15th, 2010, Verdoliak was sentenced to 10 months in prison.
Damn!
He served his sentence at a federal prison camp in Terre Haute, Indiana, and released in 2011. Well,
Eddie, I don't know what happened. We threatened to burn the guy.
Oh, here's what happened. 5 years later, he was indicted for income tax evasion. He pled guilty in 2019, sentenced to 18 months in prison.
Eddie, we tried to burn the judge again. It wouldn't let us. We couldn't do it.
They've been kicking it down the road because of COVID and everything. In January 2022, so just a few months ago, his attorneys filed an emergency petition requesting his release for time served. So he's in. He's back in camp.
Right.
Because
Verdoliak's in college still.
They wanted to release him because of the health risks posed by COVID, and that's the last
information. Right, right. It's so important we keep Eddie Verdoliak alive.
There you go. I know that a lot of people are like, why the fuck are you talking about this? But this is happening in every town, every
Rachel,
city.
Maddow, why don't you do a fucking podcast about this one? Eddie Verdoliak. Google it. Right?
Small potatoes, Jesus.
Compared to
go after the dailies. You've got several years of podcasts.
Oh yeah, that's true. I would like to, you know what show? The Chicago 7. That movie about the Chicago 7 was really good.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But there should be like a Ken Burns kind of deep dive into the Chicago machine. Right? I would watch that.
There probably are. There's got to be documentaries about Daily out there.
There's somebody who works for PBS listening. He's like, we've done that 8 times. You stupid fuck.
There's 19 of them.
You haven't watched one yet. somebody make a documentary for this dumb fuck to not watch.
Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPost headline says explosive.
Damn.
Ex-Twitter exec blows whistle.
Blow this, motherfucker.
Probably a more urgent whistle.
Right.
A former head of security at Twitter alleged that the company misled regulators about its cybersecurity defenses.
We lied!
Privacy protections and its ability to detect and root out fake accounts.
Listen, we don't know what we're doing.
According to a whistleblower complaint filed with U.S. officials, the revelation could create serious legal and financial problems for the social media platform, which is currently attempting to force Tesla CEO Elon Musk to consummate $44 billion offer to buy the company.
Come up on my plane and I'm going to get a jack off. Yeah.
I don't know.
I remember all these dumb fucks on Twitter. They were talking about all these blue checked people and some of these people that are in government. And they're like, we have all these special protections on these people's Twitter accounts. Remember that? They had all those solemn statements
about
we're really in charge. We got it going on.
Don't worry about it. Yeah.
They don't have shit.
That's cool.
Fucking liars. You fucking bullshit artists.
Peter Zatko, Twitter security chief until he was fired earlier this year, filed complaints last month with the U.S. SEC, the FTC, and the DOJ.
Oh, shit.
The Legal Nonprofit Whistleblower Act. Which is working with Zetco, confirmed the authenticity of a redacted copy of the complaint posted online by the Washington Post.
Yay. You guys aren't secure at all. Anybody could hack into anybody's account and say shit on Twitter.
So that's the big headline there. And it could help Elon get off the hook.
Well, I mean, but the thing is, they came out and said their shit was secure. Because there were all these concerns about, like, hey, what if somebody hacks into the Secretary of State for Syria and says, I don't know, suck my balloon dick.
Yeah, and World War III started.
Right. But
it says here, among his most serious accusations is that Twitter violated the terms of a 2011 FTC settlement by falsely claiming it had strong security. We have strong security measures in place to protect the security and privacy of their users.
But we ain't got shit.
Yeah.
We ain't got shit. That's what
they're really
saying.
Strong.
Then what's everybody? What's everybody doing in that security department then? I'm just curious. I mean, if I'm on the board at Twitter, I'm like, what are we paying these dumb fucks to do then if there's no security? I want to fire everybody.
Well, there wasn't none.
Well, this doesn't sound great.
I mean, Rudy probably gave some security, cybersecurity stuff to Trump, but was it good?
If you hack into my Twitter account, I'm going to jack off in front of you. I don't know. I think they're full of shit. Because they're all serious about it. Because this came up when Trump kept twatting to Kim Jong-un about nuclear.
I love you,
nuclear
Kim.
Bullshit. Yeah, he loves him. I got a bigger button than you. You know.
There was somebody tweeted today. They're like, this could totally be from an episode of The Office. And it was Trump standing there. He's on one side of this big table. Banquet table kind of deal. He's kind of alone. There's, you know, some toadies moving around the background.
Yeah.
And the cameras are, you know, like 20 feet away from him or something. And he's kind of waving his arms, you know, he did to keep from falling over, I guess.
Yeah.
And and he's like, does it look good? Are you getting good shots? Do I look, does everything look perfect? Do I look good? Do I look thin? Is everything perfect? And then they pan over.
You look great.
They pan over, and yes. you could literally hear the Office music in your head, or Curb at the end. And there was Kim Jong-un standing, looking bewildered. It was when they were together. And Trump is like, da-da, you know, you could hear the da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da, yeah. Oh my God! It was.
He's asking Kim Jong Un, "How do I look?"
No, he's looking to the cameras. Oh. But Kim was standing there,
right,
and looking, like, and he's probably getting this translated into his ear. It's yeah. like, what the fuck is this man saying?
This guy's going to salute one of your generals.
Are you getting a good
later.
Shot? Good angle? Do I look right. thin?
Do you remember when Trump saluted that guy from North Korea?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was that about?
Trump walked up to him with his hand out, but the dude saluted him. And then he went down to shake Trump's hand, and Trump was like, oh, I guess I better salute, so Trump saluted
should
him.
Should I salute him or suck yeah, his suck his yeah. big
Well, we
North
didn't see
Korean
the other hand.
Cack.
We don't know oh, what's yeah. going on with the other hand. It might have been cupping.
It's custom for me to cup your nuts.
Drudge report, everybody. Let's see Woo! What the drudgies are worried about.
Fuck you.
I don't know if this is admitting. I saw this headline earlier. It says Don Jr. admits ?
Yes. What?
I don't know if it's admitting it, but it is stupid. Don Jr. was at an event. Get this, in support of Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz's. This was here.
No. Was it a pedophile cross burning?
Oh no.
Where?
Donald Trump Jr. fights rumors Matt Gaetz is the Mar-a-Lago informant at the Gaetz campaign event. Oh, his shirt is pink, but his eyes are darker pink.
Jeez, everybody's coked up. They're like, hey, we're going to go see Matt Gaetz. Phone parties.
I heard that I was coming up here to yell at Matt because apparently he was the FBI informant. And I'm saying,
did you hear him?
That's he is. That is the end of the world. Donald Trump Jr. in denim jeans, in denim with a tucked in shirt, sneakers, talking to us about the planet. That is the end of the fucking world. You know what makes me think of? Do you see Don't Look Up, the one about the comet?
Yes.
That was destroying
Leo DiCaprio.
Earth. Yeah.
Yes. And whoever good movie.
Played,
really good movie.
Who played the Don Jr. character? He really nailed it. Whoever that was the best performance easily. Meryl Streep's kid.
Yeah, I don't remember who it was.
Jonah, whatever the fuck. I mean,
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill.
Oh yeah, killed, Jonah Hill.
I mean,
really
he
good.
Fucking. I had trouble watching it because I'm like, fuck that guy. I mean, he really nailed that
he plays
shit.
He's an asshole.
He was
really
Don
well.
Jr. to the core.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I mean, God.
And I'm saying, I've heard a lot of dumb things, especially since we got into politics, and especially since Joe Biden's become president. Pretty much everything that comes out of his mouth is. Idiotic.
Can I just say,
God, that hurts to do
Don Jr. First of all, you probably should go to a doctor, and secondly, you know, the Anti-Inflation Act, that's his bill, and I think that's the biggest amount of money anyone's ever spent on the climate and environmental shit. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
There's a whole lot in there.
That's okay. Let's go, Brandon. He is. You shitbag. You did fucking outfit.
That is truly one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. If there's ever been a fighter for the MAGA agenda, for Donald Trump, but most importantly, for you and everything that you believe in, it's Matt Gaetz.
Yeah!
He has children.
God, it doesn't say where this was.
He has children.
Don Jr. has 5 kids.
Oh, my God. Is Kimberly Guilfoyle barren? Not to...
I don't know.
Please, God.
No.
We
should hope they won't have...
Hey, Republicans, could we have a truce on abortion? Because if you really...
They should adopt some of these kids they're forcing women to have.
I tell you what, you look at these Republicans and tell me that Don Jr. wouldn't have been better off at the working end of a coat hanger back in the day. I mean,
I mean that in the nicest
way possible, though.
It's still bad. There's no good way to say
it. I know,
that.
But listen to him.
At Rated R Comedy, Crab Diving does not endorse either view.
No,
officially.
No. I'm just saying he might have been better aborted.
We got that. Yeah, we got that part. Donald Trump Jr. suggested yesterday.
Yay!
That the United States would be safer if his father had stashed the nuclear codes at Mar-a-Lago.
He did, you bitch! But he fucking...
Well, not the codes.
Well, what did he have there?
Nuclear stuff.
Just some bullshit lying around.
Well, it could be deployments. It could be where our submarines go.
You're right. You're right, Don. It would be a lot safer with your rapey father running around, please. He doesn't run. He waddles. He needs a diaper change.
He said, the eldest Trump son shared his opinion, which resembled a stand-up comedy routine.
Fuck that.
At an event in support of Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz' re-election campaign.
How dare anyone say, that's not stand-up comedy, that's fascism.
Donald Fuck Trump has nuclear codes in the linen closet at Mar-a-Lago. By the way, for the record, I say that if Donald Trump actually still had the nuclear codes, it would probably be good. Our enemies might actually be like, okay, maybe, let's not mess with them. I'm like, when they look at Joe Biden, then they say, we should attack now.
Perfect read. I love what you did with the Don Jr. I'm going to ask you to make one adjustment.
Sure.
I'm going to need you to dial back the intellect about five full clicks. I need
more time to get into character.
Yeah, you really have to work on that. God, it's the end of the world. This dumb fuck in jeans. he looks like some tech fuck. He's explaining to us that the nuke codes would be better shoved up his father's asshole. That we're better off. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool, man. Cool tech, bro. Cool, bro!
Oh, that was here in Pensacola.
Try not to date rape anybody!
Where was it?
That's like the official uniform of date rapers.
It was Pensacola State College.
Oh, God.
Matt Gaetz held a rally yesterday in Pensacola on the final day before the primary election. He was joined by Donald Trump Jr. and also greeted by a group that continues to protest the Northwest Florida congresswoman. That's Women Against Matt Gaetz. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Gaetz's Liberty Tour.
Liberty.
For Christ.
I
enjoy it while you got it.
Yeah. And if you're a young girl, I'm going to take away your liberty and tie you up and put you in the trunk and drive you across state lines.
Fly, to be fair.
Yeah.
Out of the country.
Why was he making fake ID? Why was he making IDs with his buddy?
Well, you know, everybody needs a hobby. Maybe it's for an art installation.
Yes.
Gaetz' Liberty Tour kicked off around noon.
Is that going to be his defense? With these girls?
If they hear this, they might be like, oh, that's brilliant.
I wasn't sex trafficking. This was performance art.
Listen to this lineup. He was Trump Jr. and U.S. Rep. Thomas Massie. Oh, my God.
Be careful in the green room, motherfuckers.
I thought I felt the disturbance in the force yesterday here in town.
Oh, could you imagine? Oh, look who's in the green room. Thomas Massie. And oh, my. Oh, man. Sanitizer, right?
Channel 3 asked Trump Jr. about the ad from Matt Gaetz's primary opponent suggesting
Lombardo.
That Matt Gaetz, doesn't have the full support of Trump. and that Matt Gaetz might have been the mole.
You know,
told him where the shit was.
Hey, listen, the local, you know that the seafood restaurant in Pensacola, the
Joe Patty's, yeah,
they are endorsing Lombardo or whatever his fucking name is.
Oh, really?
The guy running to the right of Matt Gaetz, he got it.
That's terrifying and awesome Lombardo, at the same time.
But
yeah.
These Lombardo, the signs are everywhere.
Lombardo is running on America First.
He's just a Nazi. Why don't you just replace his? Just put a swastika up. Why don't you just do that, you fucks? Lombardo. God, I voted today, and I went to where I was supposed to vote, and they had a sign that said, your precinct has moved. I had to go to another precinct. They're doing that all over.
Matt Gaetz said, Mark Lombardo's recent ads are just a string of embarrassing campaign runs. I have every expectation he'll have an embarrassing result tomorrow. Oh, I do too, probably. I don't know. Do we have Senate polls aren't closed yet?
Yeah, I don't know. Lombardo. Is Lombardo a sex trafficker? Is he run on that?
I mean, he's running as a Republican, so the odds are higher.
The thing about running in the first district of Florida is I don't want to have to give a concession speech and say, hi, everybody. Thanks so much for all the work you did on this campaign. We did a lot here, but I just couldn't beat a known sex trafficker. You know, I that's to me is
well, not proven yet. But.
Well, listen, man, you know, I mean, that to me it's a reflection on the people that live here. Sure. But also, like, you couldn't beat a sex trafficker. I would take that as a huge blow. You know, I mean, because
if I were Doug Jones, I would be like, I not even 0.5%, really.
Well,
over Roy Moore,
I think that's where at least Rebecca Jones.
Rebecca Jones is running as a Democrat here in the primary. She's who I voted for.
Yeah, I voted for her. I mean, whatever. You know, of course. It's like, she has a good story, right? Her story is interesting, how she's into politics and the whole thing with the COVID and all this other shit. It's an interesting story. I think her case to beat that fucking diddler is better than Doug Jones. Not Doug Jones. Doug Jones ran in Alabama.
Yes, yes.
See, Phil Ayer.
Yeah, Phil Ayer was the past couple of times, I think. Yeah. Maybe just the last time, candidate as a Democrat.
Oh, you said Doug Jones beating Roy Moore.
Yes.
God, listen to it. I mean, see, that's so
You're getting
funny.
Your diddlers confused. I get it.
We have so many. How many? You know, we could look at Republican voters and to see how they favor Republicans over Democrats, even when that Republican is a known diddler. There must be more examples than Rebecca Jones versus Matt Gaetz, Roy Moore versus Doug Jones, right? There must be more examples.
Good news.
Yes.
This is, what city is this from? The News Observer. Is this Charlotte? News Observer?
Yeah.
I don't know where the fuck this is. I'll get to it. North Carolina, excuse me.
Oh, God. It's not their weird fucking lieutenant governor again, is it?
Oh, I've got a story about him.
Jeez, okay.
But this is not it.
Oh, okay.
A North Carolina town watched live online as a bulldozer pushed down its Confederate monument.
Oh, that's right, bitch. You finally gave up. You lost. I'm so sorry, guys. It's true. You lost the war.
Mondale Robinson, the mayor of Enfield, North Carolina, took to Facebook to share a live stream as a Confederate monument in the town's Randolph Park was demolished by bulldozer on Sunday.
Bye, Felicia. It's about time.
This is really loud, and I can't. Adjust the
we're getting
volume. I can
it's,
adjust
it's so
yo. It's time for this monument to come down. People voted. I tried with a hammer, that wasn't enough. So now here come the tractors. Drive it down. Yes, sirs. Yes, sirs.
I love it.
Yes, sirs. Death to the Confederacy around here.
Hell yeah! Come out to Pensacola!
Put that little one over too, bro.
Death to the Confederacy.
Hey, is this guy?
Here.
Hold on a second. It's this guy.
That's gotta be driving them crazy.
Hey, listen. Is this guy for hire? I mean, can you hire him to come out to your town?
Can he be our mayor?
Yeah.
Well, we got rid of ours.
No, there's one. No. No, excuse me. We have not. There's a bust of what's his face right down the fucking street.
Who? Columbus?
Andrew Jackson.
Well, you know.
Well,
it's
yeah.
a small one in the corner. They got rid of the Robert E. Lee one, though.
Right,
right.
But that other one, I mean, that needs to come down. Fuck Andrew Jackson. Fuck that motherfucker.
The town's commission, Enfield, is a town of about 2,300, about 70 miles northeast of Raleigh. The town's board of commissioners voted 4-1 to remove the, who's the one?
I love this
to
guy.
To remove the statue at an August 15th meeting.
It took... You know, this guy is like death to the Confederacy. He's got his own hammer. He's trying to knock it down. He's calling in the bulldozers. But, geez, when was the Civil War? I forget. When was it?
The 1860s-ish.
Okay,
yeah.
1860s. It's so long. And it took somebody to, Well, these are all from Jim Crow, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, this one, 1928.
Okay, 1928.
This is a more recent fuck you, black people. Yeah, yeah,
but still, it took a while. It took so long to get it down there. We're literally watching it with streaming technology.
Right.
That's crazy.
28, they barely had talkies in 28. We voted for it to be gone. It's gone, he said. It's just a dead statue to the dead idea, the Confederacy. What once was now can be more space for what once was can now be more space for people to do yoga, work out, or anything else except
hell yes!
for to come here and worship the Confederate flag or the Confederacy.
That's right, motherfuckers.
Said the mayor.
Take your bullshit. Get the fuck out. I'm doing downward facing dog. You know what I mean? Go fuck off. Seriously. Take your Confederate feelings and all your butthurt sadness over the war of that was years. Go take it and shove it up your ass.
The Veterans Memorial was dedicated in 1928, according to a University of North Carolina Chapel Hill database. The 10-foot-tall marble statue bore a Confederate flag carved into the marble of its center column. Oh, it had a Confederate flag.
Jeez.
And was initially built as a memorial to Confederate and World War I soldiers.
Burn, baby, burn. Wait, it was built for what?
Confederate and World War One soldiers.
That makes no sense.
They alleged.
How do you make a memorial to memorialize a group of people that fought against the country and then a group of people that fought for the country? Isn't that fucking weird? You can't memorialize Confederate soldiers with fucking people that fought in World War One. I think that's incredibly insulting. Don't you think? I think somebody delivered a fucking package, you know, but that's the dumbest fucking weak argument I've ever heard. If I got in one of those godforsaken boats, went all the way to the Atlantic Ocean, through the Atlantic Ocean, one of those shitty boats, got off in Europe, ran around in wooden shoes, shooting whoever the fuck, and somebody's going to compare me to some dumb Confederate soldier, I would be like, go fuck yourself. Okay. Whatever.
He said, Mayor Robinson said, it's not a monument for all veterans. It was put up here in 1928. None of those wars had been fought when that statue was put up. They had put up like little plaques of World War II, Korea,
yes,
Vietnam,
yes,
you know, on it. Like trying to be like, it ain't, oh,
right,
just,
right.
It ain't just about the Confederates.
It's branding. They're
Don't
trying
worry
to,
about the Confederate
flag. It's rebranding.
Flag. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
rebranding.
It's
We're
about
trying
all
to,
veterans.
What about that Stars and Bars up there?
We got the ones that fought for America and, you know, a few that fought against it. It's not a problem. He said, it's not a monument for all veterans. Blah, blah, blah. None of those wars had been fought when the statue was put up. That statue was built for the Confederates. That's why it was engraved. That's
Yay.
Why it was engraved on the front of it. That's not a plaque attached to it about the Confederacy. The main purpose was to honor the soldiers who fought on the side of slavery.
Right.
So
yeah.
So the plaques that they put on
yes.
were from future wars. The carved, engraved Confederate flag was etched into the stone.
Oh, I see. I
is
see.
What is his point.
I see. I mean, the Confederate flag, again, was etched into the fucking stone. They meant that. They meant it. It's not an afterthought. We carved the Confederate flag into the side of a fucking rock. That's how we fucking feel.
Oh, that's funny.
That is funny.
Earlier this year, it says the latest in a series of Confederate statues, namesakes being removed. Earlier this year, a committee of volunteers suggested that North Carolina's Fort Bragg, which is named after Confederate soldier General Braxton Bragg, be named to Fort Liberty. That's
Woo.
Cool. In June, the Country Music Association, this was huge. The Country Music Association banned Confederate flags.
Damn!
From the CMA.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But what are you going to do? You can't have the... Why is that a big deal?
That was a big deal.
No.
There were a lot of people that were pissed off about
country
that.
Music.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
that's
country,
what I said.
Which country are you talking about? America?
The country. What do you
okay,
mean, which country?
Well, okay.
The country.
Then you then that flag is contradictory to your country, right?
It was, sure.
Okay, well, it is.
Sure.
The Confederacy. These people.
Good thing to North Carolina.
Hey, everybody in the South, just one more time, just to be sure. The Confederacy
lost. Yes.
There you go. Okay, everybody.
Yes.
Figuring it out.
It's not TBD.
No. They fucking lost.
Right. Yes, they lost.
They burned the South to the fucking ground. Right?
Yeah, much of it, sure. I watched Gone with the Wind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Me too. Fuck West.
Although I don't think the North were really considered the good guys in the, from their point of view.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The North was like, no more slavery. And they were like, you know what? We really need this.
The land is burning. As God is my witness.
I wonder if Vivian Leigh was really the best for that part.
Donald Trump, let's get to this fun.
Woo.
This is spectacular. Yeah, this shit yeah. that's going on. So we have learned over the past couple of days that they found more than 700 pages of classified material. Now,
okay.
Remember all this when we get to the other story that's coming up that happened today.
Right.
So the National Archives went and got these boxes. They've been going through it and they've been looking and seeing what was,
right.
what's what.
Right.
700 pages of classified material, including, quote, special access program materials, which is some of the most highly classified secrets in the government.
Oh, shit, guys.
According to some correspondence between the National Archivist and his legal team, on May 10th was the letter. It was posted. This is hilarious. John Solomon, that shit brain who was I think for The Hill. He wrote op-eds for The Hill.
Yeah.
Batshit crazy.
Yeah.
Trump sucking conspiracy theories the whole time. Just nuts.
Yeah.
Even The Hill finally was like, you know, you got to go, boy.
Quit being crazy.
He posted this letter on his website it said, conservatives, one of Trump's authorized liaisons to the National Archives to review papers from his presidency. So he's authorized for some reason through Trump to look at certain papers to review them from his president, but not classified.
Yeah.
So he put this letter out there, but the letter basically is like a confession. I don't think he meant to put it out there. I think he meant to put it out there to help Trump.
Right. Oh, yes.
But it's kind of doing just the opposite.
You think this will be used to go after Trump?
Well, it's already being used. It's a letter from the archives to their lawyers about what's going on.
Yeah. Sort of explaining where they are with this shit.
The records include 700 pages of classified material, according to the letter sent by National Archivist Deborah Wall to Trump's attorney, Evan Corcoran. And it doesn't include records recovered by the Justice Department and FBI during a June meeting and during the Mar-a-Lago raid.
So they're looking for more documents.
So this is previous shit.
Jeez.
Wall's letter describes earlier correspondence in which Trump's team objected to disclosing the contents of the 15 boxes to the FBI. Don't tell the FBI what's in there.
Wait. Isn't it the FBI, the people that sort of have to know that shit? I mean, who else would know?
What
the fuck is in there?
Blah, blah, blah. In the initial review of materials within these boxes, NARA, the archivist, identified items marked as classified national security information up to the level of top secret, including sensitive compartmented information special access program materials. Ooh. That's super uber duper secret shit.
This is super duper snowflake super secret shit.
That Trump can't wave his little mushroom and just declassify.
How do does declassifying something work? Is it just like Mekaleka hiding Mekaho?
Well, who are you talking to? Well, a Republican right now? Right. Apparently, if Trump thinks it, it's declassified.
Dear Jesus! Jesus! Please wave your testicles over this document and declassify it. Is that how it works?
The letter also revealed an assessment of threats to national security posed by Trump's possession of the documents was already underway. So that means they're already seeing what damage has or could have been done.
Oh, what do you mean? What do you mean? Everybody, all these intelligence people around the planet are like, there's like a fuck ton of, there's a curb alert of intelligence in Trump's fucking closet.
Yeah,
buy
a
ticket to Florida. It's like a yard sale.
And then, I don't know, there's so many stories about this. Then I think we found out today, yesterday, one of these days recently that this really super secret secure area that they had. And then they said, hey, they asked us to put another lock on it. We did.
Yeah, we put another lock on it.
But now they're finding out that literally anybody could have just about walked in there.
Well, they probably did
and
put a lock on it.
And start browsing through. They're finding out that a lot more people had access to this area.
And by the way, Nara, whoever told Trump to put a lock on it, shame on you. If you tell him to do something, you have to verify that this dishonest fuck has done it. You can't just...
Yeah.
What are these people thinking? Guys, you're going to need to put a lock on that door because they don't give a shit about that. They don't fucking care.
No.
They asked him to put a lock on that. Oh, that's quaint. Very cute.
Okay, yeah, we'll get right
on it. I'm raping. I don't have time.
It's a monster.
So then today, or yesterday, whenever, one of these days, recently, Trump's peeps have...
The dog is squeaking a squeak.
She's at it. She's like, it's playtime. She's got her llama.
We got a lot of show left.
Her half de-squeaked llama. It used to have two squeakers in it, but she...
That's
she,
how...
What's that game where you're plucking bones out of the...
Oh, Operation.
She's played Operation, yeah. So then we find out that Trump, for today, he wants a special master.
Of course. I want a special master.
Now, this is people that experts and shit like that are like, well, you know, this is something that probably was the right thing to do. The instant it happened, the day that every lawyer that has been on telly has said, that moment that we heard it was being seized, we're drafting a demand for a special master to hold everything and then have them go through it and decide, a neutral party,
right,
go through and decide
wait.
What stuff is actually related and not related to the warrants.
Why do we need a neutral? Excuse me.
Well, it's not going to fly. It's
fuck
not going to fly.
That neutral party shit. I think Nara should go in there, kicking down the doors, flash
well,
grenades.
Did.
Give me my shit, bitches.
They
I
did.
Don't need a special master can suck my dick. This is not. This is
well,
not.
But that's what the standard kind of legal response probably would have been. Is like, okay, we need
fuck
a special
yourself.
Master to go through this shit. They probably wouldn't have gotten it.
Yeah.
But now, 2 weeks later, it's a clown show. It shows the level of legal team that he's got that 2 weeks later they decide, hey, you shouldn't be looking at that stuff that you've had for 2 weeks.
I mean,
and it probably have dozens of agents pouring through.
I think this is the beginning of, I mean, if this dumb rapey fuck is all
narrow it down,
pilled up. I'm talking about the former, you know, 45,
okay, Trump, yeah,
is waddling around giving out nuclear schematics to whoever wants is listening, who gives a shit. I think it's time for it's time to unleash the Krakens. Let's indict this guy. Let's get him in jail. Or do we just not give a shit? We're just gonna let him just give out shit to whoever cares.
I mean, most people are suggesting that he's kind of like fucked. I mean
he should be fucked.
That
let's
he
go
just
get
shouldn't,
him.
That and that is his this bullshit of. I magically proclaimed it to be
secure. Yeah.
To be declassified is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because there are documents that even aren't classified,
right,
that were illegal for him to take,
right,
because of the Presidential Records Act.
Hey, Merrick Garland, why don't you arrest him? Why don't you arrest him? Why don't you find some cops to go arrest him?
Working on indictments. I can't imagine that
he's a black person trying to use his cell phone in the backyard. It's Jesus fucking
Christ.
That's
not going to happen.
Yeah. We got all the injustice in the world happening down in Mar-a-Lago, but still, all these cops are beating on innocent people all over the fucking place.
So, just crazy. Crazy.
It must be nuts down there. He's like, wait a minute. Who thought of the special master? Was it Donald or some dumb fucking shitbag lawyer he found to represent him?
Oh, yeah, here it is. Former President Trump reportedly released a new document very late Monday night legal experts believe is incredibly damning. Conservative journalist John Solomon, one of Trump's official representatives for the NARA, the Archives and Records Administration, released a May 10th letter on his justthenews.com website.
I remember.
Experts were stunned. Yikes, tweeted Tufts professor Daniel Dresner. Washington Post reporter Oliver Knox said, this is incredible.
Yes.
An attorney, Bradley Moss, said, does John Solomon realize how bad that letter is for Trump?
Yeah.
Moss explained, Trump not only had classified records at Mar-a-Lago, not only had TSSCI classified records, he had special access program classified information.
What is those that fucking mean?
Are our most sensitive secrets. They were sitting in a damn basement.
Why would we let his grubby little fucking Nazi fingers on them in the fucking first place? This is crazy.
And a former federal prosecutor said, the letter also confirms Trump was on notice that the documents he possessed were federal government property and he needed to return them to the government's possession, ASAP.
I'm sorry, Merrick. Hey, it's Ryan from the Crab Diving Podcast. I think you need to send some guys and do a full body cavity search on this fuck. Who knows what he's hiding? You need to get up in there and find out if he's got any nuclear codes his moobs. Check under his moobs.
The Daily Beast, Justin Barragona, wrote there that the best part of this is that John Solomon posted the letter because he thinks it's extraordinarily damning for the Biden White House, or at least he's trying to preemptively frame it that way for Trump world. Also, John Solomon refers to Trump as the man Joe Biden beat in the 2020 election.
Wait a second. I don't understand. What is the purpose of this letter that John Solomon put out there? What's it supposed to do?
I don't know how you spin it to hurt Biden.
Why is it that a lot of these right-wing nut jobs, I mean, is he a shitty attorney?
A lot of people are saying, attorney Terry Canfield said, I'm trying to figure out why John Solomon thought this letter would help Trump. I'm stumped. People can't figure out.
You're asking the wrong people. Ask Alex Jones's lawyer why this would help, because he decided to give it all of his cell phone data to the.
They're just all dumb. I just don't know.
I'm putting all of my cards on the table. I've hired a shitty lawyer, and he's going to represent me in a shitty way because I am shit. Do you think Trump, they're like, you know, we found a very popular lawyer, Donald, but it's what?
Right.
What if they hired a TV lawyer?
Well, this doesn't look good. The judge assigned to Trump's civil complaint is basically telling them they need to do better.
Lots of room for improvement.
The court
here is
in receipt of one plaintiff's motion for judicial oversight and additional relief to facilitate appropriate resolution, blah, blah, blah. Plaintiffs shall file a supplement to the motion further elaborating on the following. One, the asserted basis for this exercise of the court's jurisdiction. Like, what do you want us to do?
Yes.
The framework applicable to the exercise, the precise relief sought. So in other words, what you've given us is bullshit. What do you want?
Okay. So I'm understanding something. He gave something to the judge that doesn't make any sense.
He wants them to stop reviewing those documents right now, goddammit.
Why?
Why?
Because there might be personal, private, executive privilege-y stuff in there.
But it's top super secret.
Well, there was a... Did I save that?
Can we not do anything to protect or help ourselves? Or are we just all of a sudden... We have let Trump do whatever the fuck he wants.
I don't think I saved
the thread. Since forever.
But there's a thread out there by some author and journalist dude who I believe is across the pond, one of our friends.
Hello.
Not in the continent, but the
right.
British Isles. Who basically was like the second part of the treasure trove, because don't forget they went in his safe and everything.
Oh, yeah, gross.
And this guy says, you know, this Trump's world since the 80s has been compromised, basically, both with, because in the 80s he started his relationship with these oligarchs buying condos at above price and at fucking Trump Tower.
Are you saying the receipts are in the safes for all the crazy shit?
Well, that combined, don't forget also, he was good friends with Pecker.
Yes.
From The Inquirer. Okay. And that guy was known to have an alleged file on a shit ton of celebs and politicians.
Damn.
And where did that go? Where did that compromise go to?
Right.
He speculates that Trump had access to that too, because Pecker was a big Trump fan.
Oh, shit.
He probably gave Trump all that shit, all the dirt on everybody to help him. And he said that's why that explains some of these celebrities maybe.
Oh, yeah, right?
That are like, maybe he's got something on John Voight.
Does he have something on Three Doors Down?
I don't think he's got something on John Voight. I think John Voight's nuts.
Right.
But other celebrities that may be endorsing Trump that are like, how can this person be in Trump? He's just speculating. But then also that Putin might have shared the compromise that they got when they also had evidence that the RNC servers were compromised when the same time the DNC were, and emails were downloaded by Yasha.
Yeah.
What was in the RNC emails that we've never seen and all that shit? So it's feasible.
Yeah, because that went away.
That Putin said, "You're president. We're going to give you all this dirt on all of everybody in the Republican Party."
Oh, yeah. We've got. You get the Whitman sampler of corruption.
For you to have control. And by the way, here's the compromise we have on you. So we're in control of you.
Right. Shit.
They think that is in there.
So you're saying Trump has compromise on Lindsey Graham. And
that's now
why
the
Lindsey
DOJ
Graham just is can't.
Yes. That now the DOJ /FBI has.
Right. Jeez. Who else do you think Trump has shit on? Well, now it doesn't matter, right? Because
everybody, we know
shit
who knows?
Is in the safe,
yeah,
and the shit is out of the bag, Lindsay. It doesn't matter anymore. Ted Cruz, it doesn't matter anymore. Trump can't sit around and just call your wife ugly.
Your dad tried to kill Kennedy.
Yeah, what does he have on you? You're like, I'm going to say your dad killed Kennedy. I'm going to say your wife is ugly, but you can't say shit.
Look
because
at that
I've
picture.
Got...
Look at that. Looks just like Oswald there. With...
What do you think they have on Ted Cruz?
Nobody likes Ted Cruz.
Yeah, compromise. That, see, compromise doesn't work on people. Hey, everybody fucking hates. Oh, look, you ruined Ted Cruz's reputation. He left Texas when it was freezing to go to Cancun. And I think they left the dog in the house.
Oh, man, I saw this. I can't find it now. There's a video from an event. Wait, what is this?
I'm telling you, everybody, it's over for them. If you watch this after this event, if anyone you talk to say, you can say anything to them, if they say, oh, no, those machines are great, or this conspiracy theory, You didn't watch the summit.
By the way, that was his most recent summit. Has the revolution started? Did all the evidence he produced over the weekend tear a hole in the story? Is Joe Biden now conceding that, oh, you caught us?
I can't even begin to tell you what kind of special coverage we would have on MSNBC if Mind Pillow was correct.
Oh my God!
I mean, you imagine with the switching over of from Biden, Biden's leaving the White House in shackles, and Trump is assuming the presidency.
Yeah,
he drove in on a monster.
Secretary of State pillow.
One thing about Mike Lindell, the video that you're playing the audio of, his background is a giant lion. It's crazy looking.
It's a Jesus-y lion, yeah. Like we have here in the studio, ironically. Right. Yeah.
It's a profile of the lion.
Okay.
Isn't there a parable with Jesus and the lion? The lion.
Yeah, there's something.
The lion showed mercy to a rabbit.
I don't think it's a Lion King reference.
The lion was like, listen, I'm going to kill you, but could you take this splinter out of my foot? Hakuna Matata. I'm going to eat you.
Oh, I wish I could
fuck
find
you.
There was, I think there was an event. It wasn't an event. It was, I think it was on Pod Save America.
Yes.
One of the other podcasts you should listen to after you're done listening to ours.
Right. We've got so much content out there. It's impossible for you to ever get done. So
I think it was Pod Save. Wherever it was,
fuck those other
they
ones.
Read.
Yeah.
Beto was the guest, but they read, multiple choice question of which of the above are true things that people said about Ted Cruz. And okay. It goes on to list, and Lindsay's was one of them. The Lindsay was someone could kill Ted Cruz on
right.
the floor of the Senate
and
have the trial in the Senate and nobody would convict anyone.
Yeah.
Killing him.
Right. That's great.
And just this whole, I can't find it. It was this whole list of all these quotes that other people, other like Republicans, like John McCain.
Ted Cruz, why do you think, Ted, you must know that everyone hates you. No one likes you. Why?
Well, yeah.
But why? You're an elected. See, that's the other thing I don't understand. Everybody hates Ted Cruz. How does he get so many votes?
Republican, Texas, that's all you need.
Everybody hates assholes, though.
God. Right, he doesn't win by much. Remember, he first got in a special election that like eight fucking people voted in.
Well, guys, let's do better next time. I mean, that's a real fuck up. Ted Cruz is horrific.
And he did not bring him out.
Really?
I mean, it didn't
mean bringing him in.
They didn't clamor. The Democrats, had they gotten slightly organized, I think.
If Ted Cruz
nice
runs
to think
for president,
they could have beaten him.
Will he do a campaign event here?
In Pensacola?
I mean, who would come out for that? It's my question.
Trump came here.
Fuck. Likes
there were Trump rallies here.
Cruz. It's just such an odd political machine to be a part of. The face of this political machine is hated.
He came in second,
so
though, for
much. But he wins.
He came in second.
It's strange as shit. It's that the existence of Ted Cruz says, you know, America, basing all of your political shit on a bunch of fucking slave owners was a bad idea. Because look at this guy over here. He's fucking around.
Also in the news, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
And if you're listening to this show, and I don't know who you voted for, but over the years, if you've ever voted for Ted Cruz for anything, send us a DM at Vile Experience and explain
to me
why you love Ted Cruz. Isn't it interesting, though? Why do you love him? What do you like about him? What do you like about Ted Cruz?
There's got to be some people out there that
and if you're voting for
him,
I need five things.
Five
things, and they have to be different.
That's a lot to ask.
Right.
They have to be constructive things. Things that he's done that you think are positive, that makes the world a better place. Not that he hates black people. Okay.
Oh, well, come on. Don't take away their... How are you taking away our defense?
Same one shitty thing he's done. One thing. Has he done anything? He shut down the government, right?
Well, you know.
He voted for the tax hike, didn't he?
He absolutely did, sure. Fuck yeah.
Back when Trump was president.
Here's a name we haven't heard in a long, long time.
Yeah.
See if you recognize these mellifluous tones. This is on, this person is a guest on, I believe this is the DCPatriot.com podcast.
Shit, I have a guess because we haven't heard from him in a while. I can only think of his first name.
I haven't even
played. I know. Go ahead.
This is the shots fired. Jeez. It says.
Okay.
They're trying to pull on people's heartstrings and say, oh, this poor little boy going to school.
Hold on a second. Let me turn that up. She's talking about a story. News story. It says back to school ad shows Texas child wearing body armor. Jeez. For first day back. So
right.
They're saying, you know, this is what's happening now. We got to send our kids to school in body armor because of all the gun nuts. This person is on the side of the gun nuts.
Right. Right.
You don't recognize the voice yet?
Not yet. No.
They're trying to pull on people's heartstrings and say, oh, this poor little boy going to school wearing a bulletproof vest and having to wear a helmet because of the fear of school shooters. Right. Sorry, but I want to teach my son how to handle a gun.
Ding, 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 ding. Deanna Lorraine fired from
InfoWars,
then fired from Stu Peters.
I mean, listen, man.
Somehow she's not on Stu Peters anymore.
I got to tell you something. I mean, I don't know. How do you get fired out of that InfoWars? Because that is a crazy fucking place. How do you get terminated?
Because she started not being anti-vax, was it? No. She was mad at Trump for taking the vaccine.
Right. And
not telling people not to take it.
So Alex Jones is not going to tolerate any anti-Trump
shit. I guess. Yeah. And Alex Jones, interestingly enough, doesn't like anti-vaxxers. Go figure that one out. Go figure that one out. I think.
It seems like that he would love them since he's in the health and wellness space. Right?
I guess.
Is Deanna Lorraine still unvaccinated? Because she was kind of famous for it. She's like unvaccinated, sure, and her family's terrified of her because they don't want to, you know, they don't want her to breathe on them.
So she's on this, I don't know what the fuck this show is. It's a Zoom thing. It's her and this asshole. I just lost it. And he's Matt Couch. Is a big neck beard with wearing some Japanese headband.
That headband is really extra. What's his name again?
Matt Couch.
Matt Couch. Dr. Couch.
What does it say?
They're trying to pull...
The chiron at the bottom says, Hollywood paying for SAG members' abortions?
Ah, hell yeah!
Pull on people's heartstrings and say, oh, this poor little boy going to school wearing a bulletproof vest and having to wear a helmet because of the fear of school shooters, right? Sorry, but I want to teach my son how to handle a gun. I want to teach my son how to intelligently use guns and operate them because there is going to be a threat someday and they're going to be in danger someday. And I want them to be able to protect themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where is he going to have the gun at school? All your kids to be strapped?
No, you're not listening. She wants her kid to be able to handle a gun in that situation. So like, do you remember
this tossing?
You don't remember
the Glock to little Jimmy.
Do you remember that part? There's a Jackie Chan movie where Jackie Chan is fighting some dude with a gun. He grabs the gun and then takes it apart.
Yeah.
That's what she wants taught to the kids.
Oh, I see.
Disassemble that. You don't
not have to
about.
Just wear a bulletproof vest and a hat. No, I want them to be able to actually protect themselves against real threats and kick some ass out there and maybe intervene when a school shooter comes and shoots their asses. I don't want them to go to school defenseless or scared. I want them to be able to know how to protect themselves.
Again.
Does she have kids?
Where are the firearms that your little vigilante hero is going to grab? Should we have armories in every school so that all the kids could run and grab their firearms?
I'm not a parent, but I think if you get your kid ready for school, put them in body armor, then give them their sidearm and say, have fun at school. Don't be scared. I mean,
arm the schools. It's amazing we can send $80 billion to the Ukraine, but we can't arm our schools and protect our own children.
Right, exactly. You. And arm our children. I mean, and have them learn how to protect themselves.
She does want to arm the kids.
I don't know your dumb fucking kids or this other Dr. Couch. I don't know your children either, but I don't want them running around armed.
I think this is her show.
Oh, wow.
I just blew up the picture. Shots fired with Deanna Lorraine, it says. See, look at that logo. Shots fired with Deanna Lorraine. So Matt Couch is on her show.
You know, do you think Alex Jones fucked up? He could have shots fired on the Info Warrior Network.
Could have this gold going on
Ukraine, but we can't arm our schools and protect our own children.
Right, exactly. And arm our children. I mean, and have them learn how to protect themselves. That's what's going to stop shooters. That's what's going to stop threats. True. Not, you know, going to school just wearing a bulletproof vest, okay?
Absolutely.
What about the 300 good guys with a gun that surrounded that school in Uvalde and did fuck?
They didn't do anything. You know what you should teach your kids how to do is it's an old magician's trick. You got to catch the bullets with your teeth. I think that's the easiest way.
Oh, wow.
The Jezebel spirit, which is who Liz Cheney is.
The Jezebel! You think this guy wakes up ready?
Till Friday for Shane Vaughn.
Shane Vaughn wakes up ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
Ready for the Jezebels.
Well, you heard who he's talking about.
The Jezebel spirit, which is who Liz Cheney is in the hand of Satan.
The hand of Satan.
There's just no pleasing these
Jezebel.
Listen, Liz Cheney is a hardline right-wing nut job Republican.
Asshole.
Yeah, you don't like her? Come on.
She has been raised up to be the nemesis of God's man, Donald Trump. He needs our prayers against this woman. This woman.
Oh, that's... On the bottom of the screen, it says "God, gold and silver with no markup is now available."
What do I do with it, Shane?
www.godsmoney.info.
What? Who
There's nothing
around?
Shady about a site fuck? Where you can go buy gold
I wanna,
and
I,
silver.
There's some guy sitting on
godsmoney.info.
Type in godsmoney.info.
I want to give these people my credit card number.
The good people down at godsmoney.info need your Bitcoin wallet. Who's thinking of these?
My God.
God's, what about this one? You got God's money wallet. What about God's cash? Jesus's fat wad of cash.
Prayers against this woman that Satan has raised up to destroy a man of God for this hour.
Talking about Trump.
Yeah. And this woman,
this man of God needs another Pampers.
Satan always uses a Jezebel.
I know.
To stop the next move of God.
To stop?
I know.
Did you say stop?
To stop.
To stop?
To stop.
We're not going to let it happen. It's not going to happen. And Liz Cheney, ma'am, your game is exposed.
Jeez.
You are not what you think you are.
Bad news.
You are an out-of-control woman that stood up against the man of God for this hour.
That is true.
This is a classic. I think we played this the other day, but this is worthy of
Why does he say woman like that?
Woman.
There's an H in the middle of it. A woman.
And with venom.
Oh, yeah.
And you listen to me. Woman. The rest of that story. The rest of that story tells us what happened to Jezebel. All of her plots came to nothing. As a matter of fact, it was her destruction.
There we go.
That is so serious. It was her destruction. Jeez. Jezebel's.
This is, we played
Yay.
This guy before. This guy is really cray.
Yes.
But, and of course, he's a militia guy running for Oklahoma State Senate.
Oh, okay.
Named Jaron Jackson. And he's the guy who's like, yeah, we're totally Christian. We're taking over. Everybody's going to be Christian, whether you like it or not.
Right.
We'll let everybody else live here. I think he said one time, yeah, everybody else can kind of live here.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's going to be our laws and our.
We'll let all the Catholics and the Jewish people just starve to death, whatever. But this is our
The
place.
Culture is so toxic and sexualized and predatory against small children that I look at other men, not even women. I look at other men and I go, if you don't defend your family now, they're going to be touching your wife. They're going to be putting your kids on cattle cars.
They're going to be touching your wife. They're going to be putting your kids in cattle cars if you don't elect Republicans.
Okay. Listen, that cattle car over there, you got to start voting better. I don't want to have to put your kids in that, but I will. I sure as fuck will put your kid in that cattle car.
No, he won't.
Come over here. Touch his wife.
At what point do you push back? At what point do you say, you're not touching my kids?
You're not. I think that's a universal.
You're not touching my kids.
I think, yeah.
Not on my watch.
Not coming into my home. At what point do we say, no, I'm at war. You guys came for my kids. You right. guys are trying to teach my kids that homosexuality is good. You're trying to...
Quit touching it. Quit touching. How about this? Don't touch anyone's kids. You know?
Good. It's okay. It's good. Not good, not bad. It is. And it's okay.
What does this guy do all day? This dumb fuck we're listening to. Does he just sit around?
Oh, masturbates to gay porn.
Oh, absolutely. That's true.
Kids. You guys are trying to teach my kids that homosexuality is good.
Fuck you.
You're trying
kids.
To groom them into a life of sexual perversion. And that's a red line with me.
Yep.
I said, I am at war.
Whoa.
And I'm not treating.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Say that again.
Somebody just took a big load.
You should see. You yep. should see the guy who agreed. The guy that agreed.
I'm a big mess.
The guy that agreed is a giant white oaf who looks like he was an extra. In Sons of Anarchy, he's wearing a cutoff shirt with skulls on it.
Why is it always...
He's got tats all over.
Yes.
Hanging on the wall behind him are... Well, that one looks like an AR-15.
Hell yeah, bitch!
The one in the middle is a sniper rifle of some sort.
Oh,
it looks
yes.
to be a larger caliber. It's not a 50 yeah. cal, but it looks to be a larger bore.
It'll do!
And then over on the right... Might be a 50 cal. I think I can only see the part of the stock of it. But those are hanging in the bag.
Right, of course.
Nice,
very nice.
There's a sign that says, warning, does not play well with liberals. And of course, he's got a cowboy hat on.
Yeah, who wants to play with you, number one? And who do you play well?
Don't worry.
Fuck you.
You'll
fuck.
Be okay.
You loser.
No liberal is going to go down into that palace of fuckery.
The thing is, nobody likes you, though. Like, there's no...
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And that's a red line okay. with me.
Yep.
I said, oh, yeah, I am at war.
Yep.
And I'm not treating this like a political campaign. This is full total war.
There you go.
This is full total war. Everybody, it's... I don't understand what he wants us to do. Line up like little Hitler soldiers?
Well, yeah. Oh, here is this guy.
Yeah.
Teddy Daniels. We've got a clip of him. His name is Teddy Daniels.
Hey,
recently
man.
Ran for lieutenant governor.
Hell yeah,
Pennsylvania. Oh, this guy. We played him before. He got his ass kicked in
yeah,
the
yeah.
primary. He lost to Oz.
Dr. Oz beat you.
Oh no, for lieutenant governor. I apologize.
Oh, okay.
I apologize. Lieutenant governor.
He didn't beat out Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz is running for Senate.
Oh yeah, I'm all confused. Governor. What? This is for the lieutenant governor.
Right.
But here's Teddy.
In 2007.
Ooh, that's really loud.
God, this guy's a load, man. He sounds like an asshole.
In 2007, gun rights activists sparked a public outcry when they hung a banner in the state capitol calling for State Rep Angel Cruz, a Democrat from Philadelphia, to be hanged because he was then backing a bill that would have required people to register their weapons and pay a $10 fee to the state police, the Philadelphia Inquirer reported at the time.
Wait a second, 2007? 2007, gun activists put a sign up calling for a Pennsylvania state rep to be hanged because he introduced a bill requiring gun owners to register their weapons for a $10 fee.
We gotta hang that guy. Jesus Christ, how do you get, what did the sign say?
That was 15 years ago. This wasn't like 1945.
Are there pictures of that sign? There must be.
I'll bet there are, sir.
I want to know how that was written. God.
Steer their weapons and pay a $10 fee to the state police, the Philadelphia Inquirer reported at the time. That's a violation of the Second Amendment. When you go against the Constitution of the United States, yes, there should be consequences.
There should be consequences.
They gonna be hanging.
Hey, yeah, there should be consequences. You go against the Constitution.
Well, I mean, this makes sense. I mean, the maggots, I mean, just decided amongst themselves and just built a gallows because Mike Pence didn't do the right thing.
Right, right. Hey,
so this guy,
hey, they were mad.
Hey, that's what we do. We hang people.
Trump
yeah,
said
we're
it.
Mad.
They were mad.
We're low functioning people with a lot of anger, a lot of grievance. We're upset.
The reporter, Jonathan yes. Carl, one of the reporters that was like, wait a minute, they brought a noose. They brought a gallows. They were chanting, hang Mike Pence. And Trump said,
with an extension cord.
They were mad.
You know what would be? I was thinking, could you imagine if Mike Pence got hung on that? Then you look at it, he's hung with an extension cord. At the end of the extension cord, somebody's charging their iPhone.
Oh,
like, I got a phone plugged into it.
Yeah, do you have USB?
When you go against the Constitution of the United States, yes, there should be consequences. Just saying.
There you go. Just saying.
Listen. Just saying, we might have to hang some people, guys. That's what happens.
Yep. Consequences.
How? Where does it say that? Listen, this guy, it's what happens. He gets hung. Where does it? Do they just decide that? They just collectively decided this person's gonna get hung. They're angry. They're armed.
Well,
they're mad.
It sounded like there was some a little bit of thinking ahead. somebody had a gallows that went up awfully quickly.
Somebody gave someone a cut list over the internet. They're like, we need one by an 8 foot with a fucking some.
I'm suggesting a tiny bit of premeditation. I mean, if
y'all didn't bring no rope for a gallows, what the fuck? I got a 12-foot extension line in my car, but I need that back for work. All right. That's how that happened. Don't you think?
Man.
How did they decide on the extension line? Well, I ain't got no rope. I got extension cord.
No,
I saw in Clan Magazine. Like
they probably forgot the rope. Like somebody brought it and they're like, fuck, man, we forgot the rope. Go get that extension cord out of your trunk.
Biden with this inflation. Rope too expensive. It's easier to buy extension cord. Thanks, Biden. No one's ever. We don't have enough answers on the gallows.
Yeah, I'm in agreement there. I don't think it's been explored enough.
I know you guys are busy right now trying to figure out what nuclear secrets are where.
This is the sovereign state of Michigan.
Fuck you!
There's some Southerners visiting Michigan.
Yeah, the Oopers. They're all the same. Is it about the people that got in trouble for trying to kidnap the governor?
Sure, a jury convicted two men on charges related
rednecks.
To a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Adam Fox, and Barry Croft were found guilty Tuesday of conspiracy to commit kidnapping.
What trash.
And conspiracy to use a weapon of mass destruction.
Woo.
Croft was also found guilty of possession of an unregistered destructive device.
Oh, what's that?
They were making a bomb to blow up that bridge, weren't they?
That was the, yeah, you got to you're going to have to register that destructive device. Okay.
The two men were tried on conspiracy to kidnap charges earlier this year, but the jury failed to reach a verdict. I remember that. At least they tried him again.
Right.
But two of the other guys charged were acquitted.
Yeah.
Croft and Fox planned to blow up a bridge to distract police while they kidnapped the governor, who they opposed because of public health measures she implemented to halt the spread of coronavirus. They hated her because she wanted people to wear masks.
Oh, my God.
Let's not forget that.
I did forget that because there's so much drama around the kidnapping. I honestly forgot that it was the fact that she wanted people to wear masks that really started this.
And the shutdowns, too. You know, the
people should think about that. See, if you're going to run for office, really think about that. You could be running for office somewhere. Something happens, there's a plague. Whatever. Get on TV, you say, everybody wear a mask. The next thing you know, you're getting kidnapped. Fuck that. That's crazy, man.
Thanks for listening.
But they were never successful, right? She fought them off.
Well, yeah.
I mean, did she? I mean, what happened? They caught him.
Yeah.
See, guys? Whatever you guys do, don't, whatever you do, nobody needs to kidnap Ron DeSantis. He's doing a great job.
It's the time here. Oh, it's the bottom of the hour here, everybody.
Oh, shit.
Traffic is, I don't see any cars
Shelby
out the window, so it's
to come
good.
In and do the traffic. That's what we decided.
Oh,
come here, dog. How's
She's
traffic?
She's on break,
buddy?
On the sofa. This story, well, I looked for audio of this and I don't believe there's audio of this. If there is, I will still try to find it.
Yeah.
But this is a story from the Atlanta Journal/Constitution or Dash.
Yes. The Atlanta Journal and Constitution.
Journal-Constitution.
Right.
And it is about the Senate candidate there, Herschel Walker.
Yay.
Republican. U.S. This is Herschel Walker was at some event.
Yes.
And he was denouncing spending money on climate change.
Right.
And he's blaming it on trees. Quote, and I don't want to do a Herschel Walker impersonation. I feel like I'm being racist.
Yeah.
They continue to try to fool you that, but I'm reading the transcript, so it can't help but sound stupid. They continue to try to fool you that they are helping you out, but they're not. Because a lot of money, it's going to trees. Don't we have enough trees around here?
What kind of trees is he talking about? Listen, now he has a point.
What kind of trees does he hate?
No, is he talking
we have
about
too many of?
No, is he talking about the evil trees from the Wizard of Oz along
well,
the yellow
possibly,
brick road?
That throw the apples and stuff.
Yeah, I hate those trees.
Very uncouth.
Get rid of those. Make some paper.
The climate portion of the measure includes billions of dollars in incentives to boost the electric vehicle industry, encourage renewable energy, and spends $150 million a year on urban forests, a plan to plant trees in cities like Atlanta, where rapid development has stripped out established trees and increased flooding for residents.
Right, right. And so Herschel Walker is like, fuck trees. That's his response to
Don't
all of that
we
he
have-
just said.
Enough trees around
Fuck these trees. Here. Fuck these trees. Fuck
Don't we have enough trees around here?
That's a good campaign slogan. Herschel Walker. Don't we have enough trees?
I mean, he's just... Warnock is not going to have to do anything if they actually debate.
Well, how does Warnock feel? Raphael Warnock, Senator Warnock, do we have enough trees? Yes or no?
I'm going to check Warnock's Twitter because I'm hoping his team has already... issued a statement of how pro-tree they are.
They better be pro-tree as fuck. Do people even like trees, though? That's what I don't know. Do people in Georgia like trees?
Yeah, I think most people seem to be pro-tree.
The Republicans like, the maggots like trees. See?
Well, it depends.
Well, what do they like? Is it a gun?
Can they make, yeah, sure.
Can they make a gun out of it?
They use wood on stocks, sure.
Is it a gun? Can I rape it? Is it a Diet Coke? Is it a Vanker?
How old is it?
it's no longer a sapling. I don't give a fuck.
It says Walker has not been allowed out unsupervised very often because this is the kind of thing that he says.
Fuck trees!
The climate change spending is not about trees. The Inflation Reduction Act is about promoting renewable energy, creating good-paying jobs.
Good news, though, Herschel. Trees can't vote. Thank God, right?
Right, right.
If they could. If plants could vote, holy fucking shit.
So Herschel Jeez. Walker, once again, speaking. That's all we need.
Congrats.
We just need him to say stuff.
Oh, yeah. He's great. I mean, for sound bites. He's like Sarah Palin level.
I mean, we're assuming he's going to lose, you know, please, but...
He has to lose.
But he would be entertaining as fuck in,
that's what, a senator?
The Senate, yeah.
What would happen? Isn't there something the senator from Georgia, like Raphael Warnock, must do things during the day?
I hope so.
What's Herschel Walker going to do during the day as senator?
And Jesus forgave. And what's so great about it, when Jesus was headed to the cross, when he was bearing his cross, think of every angel in heaven was so upset with us down here, what we were doing to their Holy One. They could have...
No. He was supposed to do that.
No. Okay.
The angels were rejoicing. Right. They're like, fuck yeah, this is where that motherfucker gets killed, and then he's going to come back in 3 days, and then it's party time.
Is it true, as Christians, you have to hate trees because wood from a tree was used to make the cross that killed Jesus?
Interesting.
So you hate trees.
Interesting. There is enough wood in churches scattered throughout Europe to make about 87 crosses.
Wow.
You might have seen a shard. I don't know.
Did
we go to any churches in Europe that might have had a piece of the true cross?
Right. Yeah, they all had it. They all had it.
Along with Jesus' foreskin, which would be able to make a steamer trunk if you had all the...
Why don't we make cross out of bamboo? Isn't that more environmentally friendly?
What we've been doing to the Holy One. They could have came down here and destroyed us all, and Jesus said, no, I got this. And he sacrificed for us.
Thank you. Jesus said, I got this!
No, dudes, no. I got this.
You're hanging out with Jesus, and all of a sudden these demons start, you're like, what the fuck? What the shit? Jesus, do you have a plan? He's like, I got this. And then what happens? What happened?
No, the angels wanted to come fuck us up when they were nailing Jesus to the cross. And Jesus was like, no.
Boy, I tell you, Jesus, I might have done something different. I might have said, yeah.
Get the fuck down
that
here,
that guy
you
with
asshole.
The nail. I need you to...
Don't you know who I am, motherfuckers?
I don't want to be nailed to this board. Fry that guy's nuts. Get off me, motherfucker.
And he sacrificed for us. And that's what I said. That is the ultimate price anyone can pay. And I remember after I left the hospital, Pastor Tony Evans is my pastor that was in Dallas. And he had me to speak in front of 1,500 ministers. And I told them, I said, I'm never going through anything my Holy Father hadn't gone through. And I said, if I have a mental problem, Jesus Christ must have a mental problem.
If I have a mental problem, Jesus Christ must have a mental problem.
What kind of fucking deity is this? What kind of mental problem does Jesus have? I mean, I hope not a big one, because a lot of people are praying to him, and that's mentally taxing.
The scary thing is you can't tell me in Georgia there aren't a few sellout black Republicans that they could have found that can actually put together sentences.
Well, not like Herschel Walker. You're talking about...
Well, but this again, this shows biggest... you how cynical Republicans are.
I'm telling you, I don't... If you're an evil Republican and you're telling me who If I'm a Republican and you say who beats Raphael Warnock, I would have picked this guy. Oh, God. Oh my God. This whole South, they don't give a shit about anything except college fucking football. People just could be dropping dead from COVID in the streets. They don't give a fuck. Roll Tide.
If I have a mental problem, Jesus Christ must have a mental problem. They ain't like that. And because, you know, they got that doctorate as well. And, you know, I do have an honorary doctorate, which is the same thing, I reckon. But anyway,
it's the same thing. They told me
you have this.
I have an honorary doctorate that I didn't spend a moment reading or studying or doing anything for. And that's the same as the doctorates of people who spent years and writing a thesis.
No one's insulted. It's
the exact same thing.
You're a doctor? What if my appendix? Can you take my appendix out?
To suffer trauma. To go through mental problems. I said, Jesus Christ was nailed to a cross. Is that not a lot of trauma? So I said, there's nothing that you're going to go through that Jesus hadn't gone through.
What?
That is a lot of trauma. How are you going to argue with that?
My brain's starting to seep out my left ear. I can't.
What is he saying that's not true? If you got nailed to a cross, that's a lot of trauma. That's true.
Yes, Jesus. That is a lot of trauma.
And so?
I don't know. What does that have to do with?
What did somebody tell him before?
Being mentally ill.
Hey, Herschel, before you speak to 1,500 preachers, do that stuff about Jesus being mentally ill. I think they might like it. Is that what someone said to him?
Again.
Do that stuff you're working on in the sauna about Jesus is kind of fucked up in the head.
Yeah, I can't imagine they didn't like that.
You gotta keep this guy drugged up and like tied up somewhere. I mean,
the
fuck trees.
What is this about? Something in Alabama.
Thank you.
I don't know. I'll figure it out. The did you see the ad that our wonderful, awesome, beloved governor here?
Oh yes.
Goose stepping.
No.
Ron DeSantis.
Nine.
Put out.
I didn't see any Ron DeSantis ad.
Well,
for
do
what?
Do you remember the ad that Crenshaw did? The guy from Texas with
yes.
the eye patch that he shot that like Hollywood level thing where he was flying out of Washington. He flew
right.
through the air and he landed like a hero with the hero pose in the desert.
Oh my God,
where the two inexplicably two liberals are sitting in the desert in a pickup truck. Talking about how they're going to take over the school boards or something like that, remember?
Yes.
And he landed like near and he was going to, he's
in
taking
the hero post.
Yeah. Well, DeSantis put out an ad like this.
Oh, DeSantis is a superhero?
Yeah, it's like, it says, top gov, like Top Gun.
This is, whatever.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that?
Yeah. Hold on. Hold on. I got to mop myself up. This is so embarrassing. I am so embarrassed to live in this state and this district. Matt fucking Gaetz.
Yeah.
And then this asshole.
This cosplaying as a fighter pilot.
I know,
thing
right?
Is sort of weird. I mean, it's bizarre. I don't understand who he. This is just the.
It's the
hyper masculine crowd they're going for.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
The thing about Republicans, they can always count on people being stupid.
Rick Wilson tweeted and said, just remember that somebody pitched this to DeSantis, and
he
said,
loved
oh,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, he loved the shit out of it, man. Are you kidding?
You fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill? I'm asking you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
question.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Now he's actually in the cockpit of one of these planes.
What a horrible...
Top Gun, text fighter.
It's so stupid. Was he able to climb up into the cockpit?
He's sitting in one, yeah.
He was able to get in there?
In something. Ooh, I don't know what it was. But then they also showed his kid sitting there playing with the joystick.
Hey, could you do me a favor? Could you shove the governor into one of those fucking planes or filming a
stick,
commercial?
I should say. Joystick is playing
a
game.
He's got to give him a joystick to play with and put him in a onesie.
It's so embarrassing.
Put him in a fighter pilot onesie.
Just so you know, people of the rest of the country, we are humiliated.
No, vote for this guy.
By this motherfucker.
Oh, he's the best. You love him so much. He's great. I don't, you know.
Top Gov.
To me, he's the guy during the pandemic that couldn't put a mask on properly. I mean, there's all these hilarious pictures up there. He just put the mask on.
He's proud.
I mean, the thing is, yeah, he's proud of that idiocy. He's just got the dumbest face, too. He looks like a dumb fuck. You know, honestly, he's not trying to be mean.
I am laser focused on winning this race so that Floridians will finally have the representation that they need. A representative in the Senate who also sees the least of us and does not sell out the least of us to support the richest of us. Mm. So Marco Rubio has a problem on his hands, and that problem's name is Val Demings.
Yay.
Val Demings up in the latest poll.
She really was
the
numbers.
Yeah, by like a point.
Damn! Oh my God, Marco! More time for foam! Right? More time for foam?
Another foam party.
Another foam party. he wants his... He probably told his wife. He probably voted for... So let's vote for Val Demings. I hate this. They always call me Little Marco. And nobody in the Republican Party's nice. Nobody wants to foam with me anymore. It's sad.
Some recent polls indicate the race is closer than expected.
I don't know who likes Marco Rubio.
You know, he's another one. I don't think anybody likes him, but he's a Republican. So
he was supposed to be the guy for the Republicans back
in the day.
Their mind. What happened? He's been the senator forever, though.
He's got a little Hispanic-y sounding last name. It might be a little difficult for him for some of them. And I'm not joking. I mean,
little Marco. Didn't Trump give out Marco's cell phone number?
No, it was Lindsay.
Okay.
And then remember Lindsay took a golf club driver to it?
Yeah.
That
doesn't make you look like a crazy rich person beating something with an expensive golf club.
Lindsay's trending because he said to Newsmax that Trump's too old to go to jail.
Newsmax!
And because of that, Bill Cosby is trending because Bill Cosby was 81 when they threw his ass in jail.
Well, he's out of jail, though.
Yeah, he
right?
got out, but. Yeah.
Will Bill Cosby run for office?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Not even in Florida.
No, I don't think so.
He's going to be he should run for Matt Gaetz's spot. I mean, why not? I mean, he's the same kind of guy, right? Bill Cosby's my new representative. Representative Bill Cosby.
Great, yeah. He could have run in Georgia.
He could run here.
Instead of Herschel. He's very articulate and intelligent.
I know, like, in this little pocket of comedy here, there's like, if I think about it hard enough, I think there's two people that do a Bill Cosby, and it's just not necessary.
Well, people are still doing Bill Cosby imitations.
Yeah, and it's like this, too.
That don't involve jerking off on someone's toes.
I would like to talk to you!
Oh, God.
This is your standard Bill Cosby impersonation. It's just...
Tired.
Yeah.
Tired and sad.
Talk to you, booty bop.
What's the most important issue in the governor's race here in Virginia?
Getting back to the basics of teaching children, not teaching them critical race theory.
And what is critical race theory?
Well, I'm not going to get into the specifics of it because I don't understand it that much, but it's something that I don't, what little bit that I know, I don't care for.
And what have you heard that you don't,
well,
that you
I'm
don't
not,
like?
Well, I'm not going to, you know, I don't have that much knowledge on it, but
thank
it's something
you.
That I'm not,
thank
that
you.
I don't care for.
Thank I don't have that honest. Much knowledge on it, but it's something I don't care for.
Thank you, though. That's honest. I don't know anything about it, but I hate it because I'm a dumb cultist fuck.
Yep.
At What's least the most this important?
Guy knows. Then it loops through.
He knows.
There you go.
This guy knows he's a stupid, senseless fuck.
I hate CRT. What is CRT?
I don't know,
but what little I know, I don't like.
I don't know anything about it, but I fucking hate it. That's right? He can articulate that. That's amazing. Listen to yourself. Does that not bother you?
And the pauses are amazing. The little racist hamsters running around in his head.
You can see him thinking. His brain is like,
wait, what is critical? Don't say the N word.
That's the hardest.
Don't
one.
Say the N word.
Listen, you're gonna bust a hypothalamus at this rate, guy. Right?
Yeah, right. So embarrassing.
You're going to blow out your duodenum. Wait, that's in your intestine.
No, that was at some Trump, you know, some right-wing rally. I don't know if it was a Trump rally or not.
Sometimes at these Trump rallies, when you see these people interviewed by that guy or Klepper or something, you're like, they really are going to blow out their medulla oblongata answering some of this, the fucking crazy right-wing nutjob brain jujitsu that they put themselves through. They're crazy. They must be tired.
In the least surprising headline of the day.
Yeah.
Perry Oliver Hooper Jr.
Okay.
67, a Republican, served in the Alabama House of Reps from District 73, remains active in the GOP.
Okay.
Also was the co-chair,
yes,
of Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign in Alabama.
Oh, okay. Well, then he brought home the gold,
listen
didn't
to
he?
His bona fides there.
Trump, did Trump win Alabama?
I'm going to say yes.
Good job, Hooper.
Well, now Perry Oliver Hooper Jr. is charged with first-degree sex abuse.
Uh-oh!
Details of the allegations have not been disclosed. Records of the case are not yet listed in Alabama's online court system.
I am shocked.
Montgomery Police Captain Coleman said the alleged incident happened on August 16th, so just a week ago.
Yes.
Hooper was taken into custody by U.S. Marshals. He was booked by Montgomery County Detention Facility.
Yeah.
Bond set at $15,000.
Oh, shit. Jeez.
The state GOP said in a statement, "The Alabama Republican Party strongly condemns all forms of sexual abuse."
Do you?
"And sexual assault."
Wait, this is breaking news. I'm sorry. Do you?
That's the news.
Let me get this. Everybody, stop the presses. Holy shit. Let me write this down.
That's the big news. "We are committed to personal rights and public safety. We will be monitoring this situation closely as it makes its way through the judicial process."
Oh, yes, I bet you will.
He is the son of Perry Hooper Sr., who served as Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court.
What is going on?
What amazing people these Republicans produce. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
What amazing people.
Sex abuse. That way is Republicans. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
There's another goddamn fucking scandal. Republicans in Tennessee. I forget what the fuck it is. It's some guy.
Oh, no. Yeah, I've got that one too.
It's a Republican, though.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Um,
sex abuse. But I did bring the Alabama to Donald Trump. I delivered the state of Alabama.
Tennessee's
for Donald
former
Trump.
House Speaker.
Hell yeah!
Glenn Quesada and his top aide were arrested today on federal charges, including bribery, kickbacks, and conspiracy to commit money laundering involving federal funds.
Oh, Chicago, do you hear that? That's your thing. Now Tennessee's getting in on it.
Their indictments came months after a Republican legislator, Representative Robin Smith, abruptly resigned while facing federal wire charges that involved Quesada. Quesada, also a Republican, was not directly named in those court documents, but her March indictment kicked off speculation that more charges would come.
Damn!
And that happened.
Oh, shit, guys.
They're each facing a 20-count indictment. The FBI agents arrested both at their homes this morning.
God, this should make people want to go back to DeVry and get their fucking law degree. There's so much business out there representing these Republicans.
Who wants to, though? You're going to lose.
They're raping. So what? You get paid, right? You still have to pay these motherfuckers.
God, I saw an article that where is it? That these lawyers that Trump finally got are like insurance. They specialize in insurance or something.
Yeah, this guy does State Farm.
Because there's no attorneys that would touch the motherfucker.
What about legal Trump?
And he's got some firm that specializes in insurance.
You should just sit, Trump. You should just sit at these trials with a laptop and have legal Zoom open. That might be what you have to do, or just get hire back Rudy.
Biden's approval level is rising, which is good.
Wow, amazing, just amazing.
He's also talking about making a decision on forgiving some student loan debt too. So that should help.
I'm just saying, if you hate Joe Biden but voted for Donald Trump, then what's wrong with that person? I mean, look, Joe Biden's doing things. Don't you want the person you vote for to do things?
What kind of things?
You know.
And who are we talking about?
Let me get my taser out.
A couple minutes left here. Oh, the Wall Street Journal also reported that when FBI agents searched Mar-a-Lago, they found national security documents outside the designated area Trump said he had secured.
Oh, what a shock!
Specifically, agents found, quote, highly sensitive and classified documents lying in unsecure places outside the storage room.
Outside the where were they?
In the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. I had him stuffed, yeah, right, stuffed in Stephen Miller's fleshlight.
Additionally, the journal reports that federal law enforcement officials were tipped off by at least one person familiar with the location of the documents at the complex.
They're on the table next to the TV. Are you kidding me? The location?
I saw paper somewhere.
I don't give a fuck.
I make whistleblow.
I wipe my ass with the fucking schematics.
Whatever.
And that this tip alarmed them to the point where they felt they needed to execute the search warrant. So that was the not only was there a whistleblower, but the whistleblower was like, look, in the rec room, there's classified documents sitting out.
America, it's time to take it along. We need a debrief from this Trump reign of terror that he had one term. We have to step back and collectively say, oops, it went bad. And we should do something to prevent anything like that from happening again, right? I mean, come on.
Well, it's we're kind of trying.
No, but it's still going bad, though. This guy's like, hey, we finally got him out of office. But I remember he took a bunch of. Why did we let him take all those boxes? Why did we go through his fucking shit?
I assume one doesn't feel the need to search the ex-president that's leaving.
Sorry, Biden, but we're changing it up. On your way out, when you're finally done, everybody's got to get naked
right,
and spread them.
Right, complete hole searches, yeah.
Sorry, Kamala. Sorry, I'm sorry, everyone. You got to do body cavity searches. That last guy? Get a thumb drive.
It's just exhausting, everybody.
Thumb driving a scro guard.
It's just exhausting.
Yeah.
What time is it? Oh, we got to get the fuck out of here. But this real quick, this headline, thanks to those that sent this to us. I'd seen this, though, and this is quite typical. of what's going on. Did you see Dennis Rodman said?
Oh, yeah, he's going to help us out.
Dennis Rodman's going to Russia, he says, to help free Brittany Griner.
But you know what? This is an assist. And I remember when he retired from the NBA, he had a lot of those. So this is in character for him.
It's going to give us a little assist.
Seeing some of those basketball matches was games was the... That was,
he was a great basketball right up there. Player, man.
Yeah. Getting to see the Jordan Rodman Pippen group play live. That's in my highlights up there with the Prince concert and stuff like that. That's like seeing history.
Yep.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Right.
Let me start the little music.
Bye, America. Good luck with everything. It's only Tuesday.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting app or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing. It's on the internet at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook, or Rated R Comedy. Dog just poked me. RatedRComedy.com.
All the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Great day, evening, whatever the fuck, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow, and watch out for all those damn trees.
GTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.